Hello, and welcome to Resync, an Assassin's Creed podcast. I'm your host, Landon, joined by my excellent co-host, Lucas. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing good. Drinking water from a Batman cup.
Man, Batman. Gotta love Batman.
I know.
Love that guy. But Batman's not in Assassin's Creed, though... Would you consider Batman to be part of the Assassin's Brotherhood?
I feel like he was trained by assassins.
Actually, yeah. Why am I blanking on what they're called, though? What's Ra's al Ghul's organization called?
Dark. No.
I feel like it's the Order or something.
Order.
No, it's the League of Shadows.
League of Shadows.
That's assassins. What it's called.
Yeah.
League of Shadows. Jesus.
Wow. Man.
Fake fans.
We both couldn't get there.
I know. It took us way too long for that. But the League of Shadows is definitely very Assassin's Brotherhood-esque.
Yes.
Because the correct answer is no, Batman is not an assassin because he doesn't kill.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was trained. But the League of Shadows, they're pretty close to the Assassin's Brotherhood. Requiescat in pace. And speaking of, we're getting into Assassin's Creed lineage. We've got one more bonus episode, which means next week we play Assassin's Creed 2.
I'm actually so excited.
I'm beyond excited. And it was honestly kind of a perfect way to get into this game by watching this short film.
Yes, actually.
It was a really, really... It got me so hyped and just getting into the world for the first time. So for those that are unaware, Assassin's Creed Lineage was a short film released just before the game came out. And so that also reminds me of the trivia question for this week, which is something I will get into after talking about last week. Last week's trivia question answer. I asked you guys, how long do the events of Assassin's Creed take place? Now, when I say this, I'm talking about the modern-day storyline. Obviously, technically, the events of Assassin's Creed take place over thousands of years. But the events of the modern day take place within 1 week.
Seven days.
Yep, 7 days. Also, I'd like to apologize for the quality of my voice. It has been going in and out for the last almost week now, and it makes me very upset. Been dealing with some throat things, an upper respiratory infection.
Some throat things, that's a...
I am the throat goat no more, and it makes me very sad. But apologies for that. I know this is a podcast and everything. It's not very ASMR of me, but, you know, I didn't want to miss the podcast. Because we already missed last week because I was just getting over being sick. He got sick. As you can tell, I'm still getting over it.
And I'm still a little sick. But
yeah.
Not as sick as this guy.
Oh, well. But yeah, so 1 week. Hope y'all got it right. But this week's trivia is that the short film was actually released in episodes and then was compiled together into a short film. How many episodes were there? That is my question for this week. But let's get into it. What did you think of Lineage, Lucas?
I actually loved it. I didn't think I was going to, like, I didn't think anything of it at first. Like, I was like, this is going to be a dumb little, like, fan filmy type thing. And no, it felt pretty awesome. Like, the set design was pretty cool. Even had some CGI sets. It was, like, still looked pretty badass. The fight scenes, they feel like video game fight scenes. They're great.
Loved it. Yeah, no, it was fantastic. It's also Ubisoft's first attempt at going into the film industry. So this is the first live-action thing they'd ever done. And, yeah, I mean, the cast is fantastic, even though everyone outside of Ezio is played by their motion capture / voice actor. So the entire cast of Assassin's Creed 2 almost is in this film, save for Roger Craig Smith, who lended the voice of Ezio. Now, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe that Devin Bostic actually did the motion capture for Ezio. He just didn't provide the voice.
Okay.
And so he is still like 30% Ezio, even though he's not like the full. Obviously, they got Roger Craig Smith, who does an amazing job as Ezio. But yeah, obviously this I want to say 30-year-old man at the in 2009 could not portray Ezio, you know. Yeah. And so they did a different person for the mocap on that part, which, like I said, I believe was Devin Bosnick, but don't quote me on that. But yeah, he was the actor who played him in Lineage, and yeah, it was a great time. So story-wise, this takes place pretty soon before the events of the first game. It's pretty much a direct prelude that gets into, I believe his name is Giovanni, correct?
Yeah,
his father's
Giovanni,
name?
Yeah.
Yes. It's been a couple weeks since I watched it now.
Which I was like, when I was watching it, I don't know why I thought it was going to be about Ezio. Like, I thought it was going to be about Ezio. I saw him gearing up, and then like I started seeing things. I was like, wait, this isn't how this is. I was like, hold on. And I realized it was his dad after just kind of like putting some things together. And I was like, oh, that's badass. I didn't know it was going to be about him.
Yeah. So this is about Giovanni, because those we'll get into, and I'm trying to stay away from spoilers for 2, because we'll get into all of that.
Yes.
But, you know, so, Ezio comes from a family of assassins, essentially. His father is an assassin. And so this chronicles kind of, it gives us a little taste of how Ezio might get roped into the Assassin's Order, and gives us a little sneak peek into Ezio's story through the eyes of his father as he unveils a conspiracy happening in Italia.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, and it's also based off of a real-life assassination. If I remember correctly, it is the something of Medici. Do you remember the person's name?
Yeah, it was
some target. But this was a real-life assassination that actually happened, that they replicated. But then, obviously, involved, like, tied into assassins and Templars and all the things going on there. But it sets up some interesting of the Auditores is leaving some information. He is, you know, saying that, you know, the priests decode a message that keep blanking on his name, Ezio's father's name.
Giovanni.
That Giovanni steals. Mm-hmm. It's a decoded message. A priest decodes it, and this man, which, do you remember his name? I'm blanking on his name as well. Yeah, like I said.
We should have written these down.
Yeah, you know. Like I said, I watched this 10 days ago because I work Thursday, Friday, Saturdays. We record this on Sundays, which means in order for me to do the stuff, I need to now do it on Wednesdays. And so there's already a little bit of like I haven't watched it super recently. But then we didn't record last week, so it's been even longer. And so, yeah. It's just the details are fading. But, so gives it to this person, and this person says, oh, well, we didn't decode it. Couldn't break it. You're just going to have to follow where it went and see where it goes, which is interesting. Why is he hiding this stuff?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I don't trust that guy.
Not a trustworthy fellow. But a lot of really cool stuff here. And yeah, just obviously it's a short film. This is no $250 million, you know, Avengers movie, but they pop their pussies on this short film. Like, they gave it everything they had. You can tell it is a true labor of love from Ubisoft and, by extension, the Assassin's Creed community. It's really, really good.
The set design, fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. It looked just like the game.
The set design, the costume designs, you know, none of it felt like felt cheap. Obviously, there were a couple, you know, kind of cheaper effects they had to pull off sometimes, and some of the, you know, they had to cut some corners here and there, which would make sense for a short film to do, you know. But like I said, this is just a very well-made short film. They really used every penny of the budget that they could to create the best thing they could possibly come up with.
Yeah, they really captured that Assassin's Creed energy.
Well, and the fact that this was just promotion.
It was like an ad. Yeah,
like it is. It's a glorified advertisement for the game.
It would have been really cool to see like a whole series.
Yeah,
like a mini series.
Yeah, a mini series or an Assassin's Creed TV show. Imagine, that'd be fantastic.
That'd be super cool.
Like, honestly, I would rather at this point have an Assassin's Creed TV show than a film. I think the story of Assassin's Creed, I think it can work in movies, but it's so much better suited for television because you could have multiple seasons with an assassin, like the Ezio trilogy.
Yeah.
Or you could have single season, like miniseries, like with Connor.
Sequence and episode.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
What we do?
You know, exactly. It's crazy how well Assassin's Creed works as a show.
Yeah.
Man. That's crazy. But yeah, you know, this sort of short film gives off the vibe of a television series. It shows what is possible. And then they made the 2016 film, you know, it's crazy. But what's here is really, really cool. And I really dig it a lot. I was hoping you would carry that a little bit while I was drinking.
Sorry, I was trying to think about other stuff that happened in it. And I was just thinking about, because where were we at where he delivered the letter?
Well, I was just going over stuff. You can bounce wherever, really.
Well, he delivers the letter, and then he goes to the church, and then he gets jumped by a bunch of people. And that was a badass fight scene.
Yeah, they have some really well choreographed fight scenes.
I really like how they, like, he uses all the weapons. Like, he has the dagger, he uses his assassin's blade, like, in the fights. Like, at one point, he's just using his assassin's blade, and then, like, I feel like he's even using moves from the video game.
Mm-hmm.
it's just, yeah.
Yeah, the attention to detail was insane. Yeah, and there's just a lot of really cool callbacks and references and just love shown to the franchise here. Compared to Desmond, the graphic novel we read previously, you know, there is so much being poured into this. And I don't want to say that Desmond was bad in any way, but, like, it did feel like a bit of a cash-in. It felt like, you know, just something to attach to the Assassin's Creed name. This feels like something that was genuinely made with love, and they wanted to add something. Because, you know, this is all context that we are not given before, you know, the first game. It's not something that you necessarily have to know, but it's just cool supplemental stuff. This is the type of stuff I want to see from Assassin's Creed. Like, it doesn't necessarily need to be groundbreaking stuff that you need to do. You know, a lot of people have issues with the Marvel Cinematic Universe right now because they feel like every project they need to have, like, 10 to 15 hours of homework beforehand to understand what's going on. This isn't like that. This is just like have a little chocolate bar with your cake. Like, you know, like, it's a little thing on top. Just a little doop, extra sweet, you know? It's cool. I enjoy it a lot.
I had a good time watching it.
But anyway, that's probably about all I had to say about Lineage. Like I said, it was a short film. This is a bonus episode. But next week, like I said, we're headed in. I'm not going to do an episode zero or anything like that. I kind of consider these bonus episodes to kind of be our segue in. We also discussed it on the season finale of the first season, but we are now about to officially start season two of Resync, going into Assassin's Creed 2. I am classifying this as a season two bonus episode because this content does relate to Assassin's Creed 2, whereas the Desmond graphic novel related to season one. So this is already kind of bridging that gap. But yeah, you got any, I know we've talked about it a couple times before, but you got any thoughts going into Assassin's Creed 2, the best Assassin's Creed game?
Basically, I'm just very excited to refamiliarize myself with Ezio and, like, his whole deal.
No, I'm very excited. Like, it's going to be a challenge for me to wait and not just immediately jump in and play because we've been, you know, it's been so long.
I'm foaming at the mouth. Like, I remember, like, after the first, like the second sequence is really short. So it's like going to be like, we get through the whole tutorial, we play like the little short sequence, and then it's just going to be like, aw, now we can't play.
Well, honestly, because Lucas and I had been talking about kind of how we wanted to structure the, you know, playthroughs of the Assassin's Creed games once we get to a certain point. And we generally decided that we wanted to break it up in terms of like main quests, however many main quests versus how long it takes to complete a certain story, or like how many hours it takes to complete the main storyline, and basically average it out to about an hour of main story content per episode is how we want to try and do it. And so whether that relates to doing like two main missions per, you know, episode or anything like that, I think sequences work like that as well. Now, how long to beat says that Assassin's Creed 2 takes 19 hours to complete. There are 14 sequences. So it should average out to a little more than an hour per sequence. So we'll still just do the, you know, sequence by the types of stuff. But then there could be some times where, you know, we start getting into the open world Assassin's Creed games that there's not a lot of sequences, and we might need to split sequences up over a couple weeks. It's going to be all over the place, but we'll take it by game. We want to make sure that we have as even amount of content and that we don't overwhelm, because with the players that do want to play along, we don't want to put too much on you guys' plate. And also, we're grown adults. We're busy. Sometimes it's hard for us to play multiple hours of a game a week. It's hard
for us to get like 1 hour of a game in a week sometimes.
That's why it's been over 6 months and we're just now getting into season two.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do think this season's going to go a lot quicker because it's Assassin's Creed 2. We're going to be ready to play. We're going to be one to play. The holidays are over. I'm no longer working overtime. Hopefully we don't get sick more.
Yeah.
And yeah, we can get into a flow. We can get into a rhythm. Also, one pretty big announcement we've got before we go. As of recording, well, technically, yeah, as of recording, but as well as of the time of posting, we will have a Patreon.
Yeah.
So I don't remember if we ever actually mentioned the sort of idea of doing this at some point. I can't recall off the top of my head.
I don't think we have, actually.
But it was something we discussed doing when we first, you know, came up with the idea for the podcast as a way of getting some support, because this podcast isn't free. I'm not going to act like it costs a ton of money to produce, but, you know, I do have to pay for the RSS feed to keep pushing this out. I paid for our little intro jingle that we did. You know, like, this thing does cost a little bit of money. And so, you know, this is kind of our way of, hey, if you guys really enjoy the podcast and you want to support it, you want to help keep it consistent, give us a little bit more of a, you know, and I don't want to say incentive, because we're still going to do this. And, you know, I also want to clarify that these episodes will always be free. You know, we're never going to try to lock things, like try to lock the podcast behind a paywall. You know, if you just want to listen to the podcast, enjoy on your own time, you know, you do you, like, by all means. You know, we never want to lock anything, you know, anything super important here. But we are going to have exclusive content for you guys to, if you want to enrich the experience. We're not just being like, hey, give us money. There is a donation tier. It is, I believe, I'm already forgetting the names we called them, but I believe Initiate was our first tier. And that one is $2 a month, and it is literally just a donation tier to show your support if you wanted to help out, and you're kind of low on funds. That's an easy way to contribute. Gives us a, you know, some little change, and it adds up. And so, yeah, it's exciting. So if you want to support, there is that kind of initiate tier. And then there is, I'm blanking on the name of the other one. We just came up with this stuff. I don't know if it's recruit, because we had bounced around other ideas. We did a lot of brainstorming here, and so I'm currently pulling it up because it is published. So technically, you could already know about this if you're super nosy about my life. Apprentice is the other one. And so we do plan on adding more tiers. It's just right now, you know, we have limited time. I don't want to promise so much and then, you know, spend a ton of time when we both live very busy lives, just working on Patreon content. So we're starting off with just two tiers, and then we'll add more as, you know, interest grows and as we have some more time to develop some more cool things. We have a ton of ideas, and I'm very excited for the future. But Apprentice is $5 a month. So like I said, these are the only two tiers. We're not asking for a ton, because we want to make sure that when you are paying money, that you're given your value. We don't ever want to make it seem like we're trying to, you know, make a quick buck or anything like that. You know, we genuinely want to provide good quality content. We don't want to be those types of creators. And so with the Apprentice tier, you get 1 day early access to episodes. So you guys might actually hear about the Patreon before you even see this episode because, you know, going to be promoting it as soon as I launch this episode Monday morning. And so Tuesdays are the days that these episodes are available for free, but you can get 1 day early access if you are an apprentice. You also get ad-free, so if you don't have YouTube Premium or if you don't have Spotify Premium or any of the other ways of, you know, getting past ads, you can do so on Patreon. You don't have to worry about all of that, as well as an exclusive bonus episode. So again, this is not main content. We don't want any of that locked behind a paywall, but once per month, we're going to record a bonus episode. Now, that could be something like, you know, deep diving on an iconic mission that we're currently playing or that we had played recently. Or when Assassin's Creed Shadows comes out, we talked about doing a bonus review episode of Assassin's Creed Shadows. You know, a bunch of different ideas, going more in depth, providing some more, you know, deep commentary about Assassin's Creed stuff. But once again, not connected to the main stuff. Yeah. Never going to be locked behind. But just gives you guys one extra piece a month for you guys to consume. And it also builds up over time, meaning that that $5 a month is going to give you increasingly more value as time progresses. So, exciting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so very exciting, exciting times. So, if you just go on over to patreon.com/resyncpodcast, you'll see it published as well as those membership options. Yeah, I'm going to post the podcast there. I thought about adding the old episodes, but I think I'm just going to go forward with season two.
And that's like fine.
If people are interested, I can do that, but just for organizational purposes, slash so that I don't have to upload a ton of stuff. I just don't want to have to do all that catch up. So we'll be going from season two onward, but if that's something you guys are interested in, I mean, I'll do it. I don't really care. But once again, appreciate you guys so much. Lucas,
yes.
You got anything final to say before we send off to the listeners?
Thanks for watching.
Or listening.
Yeah, I forgot this is a podcast.
It happens. It happens. Yeah. But very excited.
We appreciate your support. And yeah, can't wait to give you guys more content.
Yep. Yep. Very excited. Season two of Resync coming next week. Ezio Auditore.
Ezio.
Very excited. Hope you guys are as well. Once again, thank you so much. If you want to help out a little bit more, you can go over to our Patreon, let us know how we're doing. Also, don't forget about social medias. If you want to talk to us, you can go down in the comments if you're on YouTube. Otherwise, I'm PandaMasterCC on all socials. Lucas, you want to plug anything?
No, not on my social setup.
Fair enough. But you can talk to me.
Yeah, talk to him. You'll eventually be able to talk to me.
And you'll also eventually be able to access the Assassin's Creed 1 PC optimization guide that Lucas still has not done. Maybe by the time we get to Valhalla.
It will happen. Mm-hmm. It will happen.
I doubt it.
Somebody's going to yell at me, and then I'll just do it.
Jack's been yelling at you since, like, week two.
Okay.
But anyway, thank you guys. Appreciate you. And remember, everything is true. Nothing is permitted. Ta-ta!
Bye.